This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Lady Owls basketball versus the Punxsutawney Lady Chucks. This is James Patrick coming to you from the Owls Nest tonight. Thank you for being with us. District 9 league matchup tonight between the Lady Owls and the Lady Chucks. Earlier tonight, the JV score was the Chucks on top, 38-5. And from out of town, the boys didn't fare so much very, very well either. The JV boys lost 44-9. These two teams met earlier in the season down in Punxsutawney. The Chucks came out on top 59-30. And the big story of the night really is Haley Keene will not be playing for your Lady Owls, so they will not have her presence underneath and her team leadership. So a bit of a trying game for the ladies, but next person has to step up, and we'll try to get it done here tonight. Lady Owls come into this game with a 9-8 record and a, 2-4 record in District 9 league play. Once again, thank you for tuning in. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Let's do tonight's starting lineup. Starting tonight for Punxsutawney will be Burkett, Greibel, London, White, and Young. Starting tonight for your Lady Owls, Sevilla Long, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, and Alyssa Johnson. Looks like we're going to get ready for the national anthem, so we will take a short break. We'll be back with the tip-off of Lady Owls basketball. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford. W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford. Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
Okay, good evening. Welcome back. James Patrick, Owls Nest, Lady Owls basketball. District 9 league game against the Lady Chucks from Punxsutawney. So the Lady Owls, tonight we're going to need the three seniors, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, and Alyssa Johnson to step up and lead the team. Obviously, Haley Keene's injured, senior leadership, three of them out there. Let's go get it, ladies. This is their next to last home game. Monday night we'll be with you here from the Owl's Nest, and it'll be senior night. So once again, the starting lineups for the visiting Punxsutawney Chucks: Burkett, Greibel, London, White, and Young. That's Bella Young. I'm guessing that Emma Young is probably her sister. And for your Lady Owls, Sevilla Long, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, and Alyssa Johnson. As you can hear, it's a nice crowd on hand tonight. Rooting these ladies on as the season winds down. Okay, very good. Soon we'll have the last minute adjustments by the coaches. We'll be underway. Once again, thank you for tuning in this evening. I hope everybody enjoyed the weather today. I looked at it for tomorrow. I usually give you a weather forecast. I'm not going to give it to you because I'm not happy about it. Once again, the JV scores from the boys and girls. The girls was 38-5. The boys was 44-9, both in the favor of Punxsutawney Chucks. And the first game between these two went to the Punxsutawney Chucks. So Lady Owls looking for revenge. Looks like White is going to jump for the Lady Chucks against Mackenzie Taylor for your Lady Owls. And Mackenzie Taylor wins the tip, and Alyssa Johnson brings it across the timeline. Johnson with the ball. Pass gets intercepted by Punxsutawney, and that is a... They're simply going to call that out of bounds off of Bradford. Number two, London, stole the ball, went all the way for an attempted layup. Mallory Craig on the good defense knocks it out of bounds. Lady Owls, 2-3 zone to start the game. There's a long three ball by Punxsy off the mark. Long rebound, almost a half court, rebounded by Punxsy. Little drive in the lane, jumper off the mark, rebounded once again by Punxsy. They get it down low. Good defense there by Craig. And then there's a drive and a shot by Punxsy. And it goes out of bounds off of Punxsy. So, Lady Owls survived that possession. A little difficult on the boards there for him to get started. So, pressure put on here by the Lady Chucks. Taylor back to Keyshore. Mackenzie Taylor gets trapped. Now she gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore dribbles it off her foot, and it goes out of bounds. Still scoreless with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Punxsutawney's going to inbound the ball under the Owls basket. Bradford puts on their own three-quarter court pressure now. And they get it across the timeline. And there's a pass to the corner. Back out. And a quick hand there by Alyssa Johnson. Got the steal, but forgot to take the ball with her. So Punxsy comes up with a loose ball. Punxsy with possession around the outside. Not really looking to shoot. A lot of the passes around the outside. Almost tipped away. There's a tip away by Alyssa Johnson. Goes out of bounds. I'd say Alyssa is certainly the steals leader on the team. And she's got quick hands. So she's already almost had a couple steals. Down to 6:16 to go in the first quarter. Still scoreless. There's a reach-in foul on Alexis Keyshore. Tried to take the ball away out at the top of the key and was a little too aggressive. So that's her first foul and the Lady Owls' first team foul. Punxsutawney with the ball once again. All the way across court, down into the corner. That's London with the ball. London again. Gets the offense going over to Greibel. Into the corner. There's a three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. Kicked back out to the foul line. Then another three ball. And that one's good by number 11, Greibel. So there's the first points of the game on Lady Owls trail, 3-0. The story of the early going has certainly been the rebounds. They've given Punxsutawney, I believe, four shots each possession. And eventually you're going to get it in, I think. Bradford gets it in. And a drive. Oh, a drive by Sevilla Long. And then a rebound by Keyshore. And she put it up off the mark. Goes out of bounds off the Lady Owls. Punxsutawney possession. Lady Chucks lead 3-0. 5 minutes, 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. Good pressure there by the Lady Owls, but Pugsy gets it across the timeline. Drive in, kick back out. All around the outside, there's a drive. Mid-range jumper off the mark, rebounded by Pugsy. Three ball off the mark, rebounded by Pugsy. And it's put back up and in by Burkett. Her first two of the game. And the Lady Chucks lead 5-0. Lady Owls get it across the timeline. Johnson with the ball. They get tied up. She comes away with it. Mackenzie Taylor in the corner. Gets it down low. It gets Mallory Craig's got it. It looked like a rugby game there for a minute. Bodies hitting the floor. And it's a turnover on the Lady Owls. Punxsutawney inbounds with a 5-0 lead. They get it across timeline. There's that quick hand. Oh, that time it worked. Alyssa Johnson got the hand on it. It was going to go out of bounds. Punxsy player tried to save it. So Alyssa Johnson's quick hands there creates a turnover. Keyshore's going to inbound to Johnson, who is fouled by Burkett. Her first foul and the Lady Chucks' first foul. Keyshore's going to try to inbound again. Gets it back to Johnson. A little less pressure that time. So Johnson slowly across midcourt. She's going to drive. That's a foul on number 14. That's Burkett's second foul. In 30 seconds, actually, in the second team foul. Into the game is going to come Lewis for Burkett. 3:53 to go. Lady Owls inbounding, down 5-0. Johnson out to Craig. Craig takes a long shot, nails it. It's a two ball. Mallory Craig, nice jumper there. The Lady Owls are on the board. And they pick up that defense. There's a throwaway, stole away by Keyshore. Keyshore's going to try to go all the way. Oh, and it's off the iron. Punxsy rebounds. Greibel brings it across, gets it back to London. Score remains 5-2, Lady Chucks. Ooh, that looked like a travel to me, but there's a drive down the lane, off the mark. Rebounded by off Punxsutawney, out of bounds. Keyshore was wrestling with a Punxsy player for the rebound, and it went out of bounds off the Chucks. So Keyshore gets it into Taylor. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson dribbles it up. Gets it back to Taylor. Taylor to Keyshore, who stumbles, falls down, taken away by the Chucks. And in for the layup and the foul. Oh, my. Hard foul there by Sevilla Long. That was Greibel going in for the layup and getting the foul. So she's going to be at the... They called a technical on that. That's so... Okay. It was pretty bad. So Greibel's going to shoot one here. Two here. That first one's up and good. So there's the three-point play. Next one is up. And good. There's the four-point play, and Punxsutawney will maintain possession, I believe. Everybody's walking to the other end of the court, but... Oh, they called an intentional foul and not a technical foul. Okay. Now there's confusion on the court. I'm thinking I was right the first time. It's red ball. Okay. They did call a technical, and they do get the free throws and the ball back. Almost gave the ball to the wrong team. So Punxsutawney is out to a 9-2 lead now, 2:52 to go. They inbound it. Up, shot up. Missed. Keyshore comes away with a rebound. Quickly down court. Gets it to Alyssa Johnson. Alyssa calls out the play. Alyssa's going to drive it all the way down and put it in. Johnson found a little bit of a hole there. That's going to be a timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball. Lady Owls trail 9-4. Lady Chucks on top. Lady Chucks with possession. Owls putting on a three-quarter court pressure. Keyshore on the ball. Being pesky, but they do get across the timeline. There's a pass and another pass. That's out of bounds off of Mallory Craig. Tried to intercept it. 9-4, Chucks lead. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. There's a three ball. It's off the back iron. Rebounded jump ball. That's going to stay with Punxsutawney. So Punxsutawney will be inbounded. 9-4 lead. There's a open person in the corner for a three off the back iron. And a foul on Alyssa Johnson. So London took that three ball and had her own rebound, but Alyssa Johnson hit her in the back. So Punxsutawney's going to inbound. That's the third team foul on the Lady Owls. There's a drive in and a put in by Greibel. That's her ninth point of the game. So she's got 9 of the 11 for Punxsutawney Chucks. Keyshore now down the lane, and they're going to call a foul. Alexis Keyshore is going to shoot two. Fouls on Bella Young. That's her first. The team's third. Alexis Keyshore at the line for two for your Lady Owls. First one's up. Off the mark. I didn't see Miranda Davis come in there, but she's in there now for the Lady Owls. Second free throw's off the mark. Keyshore misses the free throw, rebounded by Punxsutawney, and then Alexis goes over and creates a turnover. Goes out of bounds off Punxsutawney, so the Lady Owls will maintain possession. Keyshore inbounds to Mallory Craig. Craig with the ball. Double team Craig, gets it back to Keyshore. Keyshore out to Mackenzie Taylor. There is Miranda Davis. Jump ball, that one's going to stay with Bradford. So Davis is in there for Sevilla Long. I'm sure that happened after that hard foul on the other end. Mackenzie Taylor with a jumper off the back iron, rebounded by Punxsutawney. 11-4 lead now for the Chucks. There's a jumper from the corner. It's good. That's number one, White, her first points of the game. They increase their lead to 13-4. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Alyssa Johnson's double teamed and steps on the sideline. So another turnover, and Lady Chucks get possession again. Quickly down court. Over to London. Back to Greibel. to White, back to Greibel again, out to London. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Mackenzie Taylor. 38 seconds to go, Lady Owls possession. And there's a pass almost stolen away by Punksy. Both players go into the stands. Off of Punksy, out of bounds. Lady Owls maintain possession. Keyshore into Johnson. We're down to 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Johnson looking for an open person. It's tipped and out of bounds off of Punksy. There's a timeout. We'll take it with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, Lady Owls basketball. Lady Chucks, the opponent. Thank you for being with us. Lady Owls with possession. 16 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the Owls trail 13-4. Keyshore into Johnson. Johnson calls out the play. 7 seconds. And not on the same page. Throws it out of bounds. Punksy will have 5.9 to go the length of the court. Inbounds to back to Burkett. Back to Greibel. Almost in by Greibel. So that's the end of the first quarter with the Lady Owls trailing 13-4. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, at the Owl's Nest, Lady Owls basketball. So that first quarter, it ends up 13-4, Lady Chucks. Greibel had 9 points for the Lady Chucks out of the 13 that they scored, just a force underneath. Obviously, the Lady Owls are missing Haley Keene. She would get a lot of those rebounds, but the story of the game is the rebounding. They're getting, Punxsutawney's getting 2, 3, 4 chances each time down court, and eventually getting the ball in the basket. So the Lady Owls need to box out and get some boards. Punxsutawney's going to start the second quarter with possession. Out there for your Lady Owls, Davis, Keyshore, Taylor, Johnson, and Craig. There's a shot off the mark. Almost rebounded by Miranda Davis. She stepped on the line, so Punksy will maintain possession. Long inbound out near half court. That's London with the ball. He looks for an open person, gets it into the foul line, and they're going to call a jump ball. That's going to stay with Punxsutawney. So Keyshore tied up the girl at the foul line. And, okay, they didn't switch the possession clock. Lady Owls are going to get the jump ball call there. Punksy with pressure on the inbound pass knocks it out of bounds. Punksy Greibel going after the ball on the defensive end as well. Here's Mackenzie Taylor, crossed half court. Looking for a open teammate. Lady Chucks playing man-to-man defense. There's Keyshore, top of the key. Keyshore looking for an opening, gets it to Taylor. Taylor with a long shot, three ball. Mackenzie Taylor with a three to start the Lady Owls off here in the second quarter. Cuts the lead to 13-7. Good defense by the Lady Owls, but they do get it across half court. Nice pass there underneath, but the shot's missed. Lady Owls come away with the board. 13-7, 6:38 to go in the half. Alyssa Johnson across the timeline. Oh, tried to get it down low. It was intercepted by Greibel, who's going to lay it in. So, didn't get the pass up there very far, and Greibel intercepted and took it down for the easy layup. That's 11 points for Greibel now. Mackenzie Taylor across the timeline. Sevilla Long going to check back into the game in the next whistle. Taylor looking for an open teammate. Finds Alexis Keyshore. Keyshore at the foul line. Dribbles it out back into the backcourt. And now she's driving again. She picks it up, gets it out to Taylor. Taylor hands it to Johnson. Thought about the three. Taylor sets up a new play. Mackenzie Taylor in the corner to Johnson. Johnson takes a long three off the iron. Tipped out of bounds off of Punxsutawney. I was going to call it, but sometimes the refs make me sound bad. So Sevilla Long comes back into the game for Miranda Davis. A couple good minutes there for Miranda Davis. So Keyshore's going to inbound it. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson back to Keyshore. Keyshore drives over to Sevilla Long. Sevilla Long to Mallory Craig. Mallory Craig kicks it out to Johnson. Down low to Keyshore. It's blocked. She gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. So good passing there. Find the open person. Misses her shot, but gets her own rebound, puts it back. 15-9, Punxsutawney lead. And that should be off of Punxsutawney, and it is. They tried to get it down low. There's a timeout by the Punxsutawney coach. We're going to stick around this time, ladies and gentlemen. So Lady Owls gaining a little momentum. 5 minutes to go here in the half. It's 15-9. So they've cut that deficit from 9 down to 6. And the Lady Owls with possession coming out of this timeout. So you can feel the momentum shifting a little bit. Really picked up on the defensive end. The quick hands, the bucks and out. And their defense creates offense. So coming out now, Lady Owls with possession. Punxsutawney's going to put pressure on the ball. Full court pressure. Keyshore's the inbounder. Gets it into Johnson. Johnson takes her dribble. Foul line, looking for a teammate. Gets it to Taylor. Deep. Taylor gets it inside to Keyshore. Puts it up. Oh, Sevilla Long got the rebound and put it up, but didn't quite make it. Another rebound for the Lady Owls. Johnson puts it up, and it's in. Alyssa Johnson gets it in. So good hustle all around. Lady Owls cut the lead to 4. There's Sevilla Long on the good defense. There's a steal by Johnson. Very good. Lady Owls with a chance to cut it down to 2. Oh, and a long pass to Sevilla Long, and she wasn't able to handle it. So Lady Owls continue to chip away. Sevilla Long on the defense. They break it all the way through and take it all the way and miss the layup. That was Burkett, who took it all the way through the Lady Owls. Missed a layup, rebounded by Mallory Craig. Here comes Johnson again, slowly across the timeline. 4 minutes to go in the first half. They get it to the foul. Oh, there's Johnson. That was like a little give-and-go thing. Looked like she fumbled it, but got it back to Johnson. Keyshore with the ball now. And Punksy's got the quick hands, but it goes to Mackenzie Taylor. Puts up a three ball, and it goes out of bounds off Sevilla Long. 3:40 to go into half, 15-11 Lady Chucks lead. Pressure now by the Lady Owls. They get it across the timeline. There's Greibel. Greibel gets it over to Burkett. Burkett to London. Good defense here by the Lady Owls. They do get it down low. Kick way back out to Greibel. Foul line jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Mackenzie Taylor. So they have found a way to get their share of rebounds now. There's Keyshore with the ball. Keyshore. There's a timeout taken by the Bradford coach. We're going to take this one with them. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Lady Owls with a bit of a run here. They've outscored the Chucks 7-2 in the second quarter. Lady Owls with possession, down by four with 3 minutes to go in the half. There is a inbound pass long to Mackenzie Taylor. Hands it back to Johnson. Johnson calls the play. Punksy's still in the man-to-man. There's Sevilla Long. She drives in and has to pass it way across court. Mackenzie Taylor hustles and gets it. So Taylor with the ball. Taylor looking for an open teammate. Good defense there by White for Punxsutawney. Taylor still with the ball. Picks it up. And 5 second call there. Tried to put it kind of over her head to Alyssa Johnson. So a turnover there by the Lady Owls. Punksy with the possession and a 4-point lead. They get it in. It looks like it's going to be it's a foul, not a jump ball. So foul on the Lady Owls. That's Sevilla Long with her second foul. Miranda Davis going to check back into the game for Sevilla Long. That's the first foul of the second quarter on the Lady Owls. Punksy's going to inbound under their basket. There's an open person in the corner. Up goes the three. It's Long. Here comes Miranda Davis with the ball to Alyssa Johnson. Johnson looking for an open player. She dribbles it. Now calling out the plays, directing traffic. Alyssa Johnson to Mackenzie Taylor, thought about a three. Taylor now gets a little room, drives it down, but then she's cut off, and it's tipped out of bounds by Punxsutawney. So still a 4-point game, 1:36 to go in the first half. Johnson's going to inbound. Gets it into Mackenzie Taylor. Taylor, Keyshore. Keyshore, bit of a drive. Kicks it out to Taylor. Not a good pass at her feet, and Mackenzie Taylor is unable to come up with it. So Punksy with possession and the 4-point lead. There's a pass across the timeline. Down low. Somebody down there has got to be out of bounds, but they managed to stay inbounds. And there's a long three off the mark. Rebounded and a foul on the floor on the Lady Owls. Ref still working his way over here to call it. He's asking what number it is, and he blew the whistle. 20. Mallory Craig. Mallory Craig's first. Lady Al's second. Punxsutawney inbounds. Another three ball. That time she's fouled shooting three by Alyssa Johnson. That's Alyssa's second foul and the team's third. Number 11 at the line. That is Greibel, the leading scorer tonight, but her first free throw is off the mark. Greibel's second one's up and good. And one more here for Greibel. 5-point lead, Punxsutawney. Second one is up and good. Third one is up and good. 17-11, 6-point lead. Here comes Keyshore across the timeline. 1 minute to go. Ooh, they gave her an extra step there. There's Mallory Craig with a shot off the mark, rebounded by Keyshore. Gets it back to Craig. Craig shoots again off the mark. Rebounded by Punxsutawney. This is, in some ways, like a rugby game. Very, very physical. There's a shot off the mark by Punxy, rebounded by Keyshore. Keyshore comes away, 31 seconds. Lady Owls down by six. Looks like they're going to possibly hold for the last shot. Mackenzie Taylor with the ball. Gets it to Keyshore. 14 seconds. Tight defense here, man-to-man by the Lady Chucks. There's a pick, and there's a five-second call again. And the Lady Owls turn it over with 6.8 to go, down by six. Inbound, down low, and off the hands of the Punxy player. So Bradford's going to inbound under the Punxy basket with 3.7 to go. Going to have to be a half-court heave here. Alyssa Johnson's going to get it, though. There it goes. Oh, it's off the rim. So that's our halftime score, 17-11. Lady Chucks with the lead. I'm going to take some stats, be back for the halftime show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford. Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM and 100.1 The Hero.
And welcome back. James Patrick here at the Owl's Nest. Halftime, Lady Owls, Ladies Chucks. Lady Chucks with a 17-11 lead. Really a hard-fought game by both sides. I told you that the Lady Chucks won by 29 points down at their place, and they only have a 6-point lead here at half. In a lot of ways, this thing has looked like a rugby match, but at the same time, there aren't that many fouls. Nobody's really in foul trouble. There's three players combined with two fouls. But the story of the game is Greibel. Greibel for Punxsutawney with 13 of the 17 points for their side. So she's cleaned up a lot of the dirty laundry and taken advantage of some good hustle. Lady Owls did outscore the Chucks there, 7-4 in the second quarter to cut the lead down to 6. It looked like it might have been closer there for a few minutes, but the Lady Owls squandered a few possessions there at the end of the half. But all in all, a lot closer than some people thought, so Lady Owls few adjustments there and might be able to make a run at this thing at the second half. Once again, Lady Owls tonight without their leader, Haley Keene, tallest player, force underneath, pretty much their team leader, and they're finding a way to compete here against the Lady Chucks. So we're going to take one more short break. I'll be back with you, and we'll get the second half underway. This is Lady Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. Owl's Nest, James Patrick. Thank you for tuning in tonight, and thank you to our Winner Circle sponsors that allow us to bring this game to you. I do have an out-of-town score from the boys' game down in Punxsutawney. At the half, Punxsutawney leads 27-26. So the boys are in a tight game at the half down south there. This thing has been a defensive battle here in the Owl's Nest. 17-11, pretty low-scoring game. Both teams, I'm sure, they're out here warming up now, looking to improve on that scoring the second half. But once again, the story has been Greibel for Punxsutawney with 13 points. So the foul trouble, if you want to say if there's any, Sevilla Long with 2 and Alyssa Johnson with 2. And Burkett with 2 for the Lady Chucks, but no real foul concerns. Alyssa Johnson leads your Owls at the half with 4 points. Mackenzie Taylor with 3. Let's see. I'll remind you of our next broadcast. We will be with you Monday night here at the Owl's Nest. Lady Owls basketball once again against the Lady Beavers of Dubois. The Lady Dubois Beavers coming to town for what will be the last home game for the girls, so it will be senior night for our 3 seniors. So once again, we will be back with you Monday evening, 7:15 with Lady Owls basketball. Coaches giving their last minute instructions. I would expect the Lady Owls to start out with their original starting lineup. Sevilla Long, Mallory Craig, Mackenzie Taylor, Alexis Keyshore, and Alyssa Johnson. Punxsutawney looks to be coming out with their original starting 4. Burkett, Greibel, London, White, and Young. And there is your original starters for the Lady Owls. Looks like the know where Mallory's going there, but anyways, the Lady Chucks are going to inbound the ball. Here, we're underway here in the second half. Keyshore on the defense. Lady Owls in the 2-3 zone. There's London. London gets an open three, takes it off the mark. Punksy with a rebound. Back to London. Now it's another three ball off the mark. Mallory Craig almost had it, and it goes out of bounds off of her. Mallory's down right now, holding her side. So Punksy will have possession. That last three ball was by White from Punxsutawney off the mark. Into the game for the Lady Owls is coming. Is Livia Funk coming in for Mallory Craig? And now confusion on whose ball it is. They're going to give the ball to the Lady Owls. They are. Okay. Inbound to Taylor. Taylor's got a lot of defensive pressure, and it's stolen away and laid in by London. That's London's first points of the game. They double team on Taylor, and they get the inbounds into Alyssa Taylor, or Alyssa Johnson, who is fouled. That foul's on London. That's her first, the team's first. So a lot of pressure being applied here by the Lady Chucks on the inbound pass. Full court pressure. They get it to Keyshore and across the timeline. Now to Sevilla Long in the corner, back to Keyshore. Keyshore takes it, looking for a hole, goes all the way in, off the mark. Long rebound by Punxsutawney. And they're off and running. Kick it back out for a three ball. There's a travel on Punxsutawney. Looked like they were going to have an open three ball there, but their referee saw the feet move. So once again, Keyshore with the inbound pass. Lots of pressure provided here by Punksy. Tipped out of bounds by Punksy, and now the Lady Owls will be under the Punksy basket inbounding, where it was stolen last time they were here. So Keyshore gets it into Taylor. Taylor takes it all the way across half court and brings it out to set up the play. Man-to-man defense by Punksy, and it is really tight. Keyshore with the ball. Back to Sevilla Long. Sevilla gets the opening, puts up the shot. Funk with the rebound, and then a shot by Olivia Funk is off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. So Punksy's defensive pressure here is picked up big time. And there's an almost steal by Sevilla Long. And then she, out of frustration, gets the foul. So that's going to be three fouls on Sevilla Long. That was a frustration foul because she almost got the steal. And Craig is going to come back in, as well as Miranda Davis. So Long comes out. And Funk comes out. Punksy gets the ball in. Down low. Kick it back out. Up to the top again. There's London with the ball. London gets it out to Greibel. Greibel looking for an opening. Puts it up off the mark a little too hard. And there's a rebound by Mackenzie Taylor. And the foul is on Bella Young. That's her second. And the team second. So Lady Owls once again trying to inbound on their own end. Throw it away. Punksy with the down. Puts it in. That's Burkett with 2 points and a chance at the old-fashioned three. So Punksy's defense here on these inbound passes is really strong. Lady Owls struggling to get the ball inbound. Burkett's going to have one shot here for the old-fashioned three. The shot is up and off the mark. Rebounded by Taylor. Taylor to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Nice pick. Frees Johnson up. Gets down to the baseline. Still dribbling. Brings it all the way back out up top. Then they double team her. She has to pick up her dribble. And there goes Johnson again. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. I would say the instruction for Punxsie at halftime was play better defense. They are all over everything right now. So Alyssa Johnson's going to inbound it. Looking for somebody to inbound it to. Gets it to Keyshore. Back to Johnson. Johnson's going to take a three off the mark and out of bounds. Lady Chuck's ball, 21-11, 10-point lead. 5:14 to go in the third quarter. Punxsie gets it in all the way down. Pass it around the outside. Lady Owls, 2-3 zone defense. They get it down to the baseline and back out to the top. Good ball movement here by Punxsie. And there's a... It's going to be a foul, I think, on Keyshore. It is on Keyshore. That's her second. The team's third, and there's going to be two shots here for Greibel. First one's up, and good. That's Greibel's first points of the second half. Leads all scorers with 14. Second one is up, and good. And here go the Lady Owls trying to inbound again. Alyssa Johnson gets it all the way down and throws it out of bounds, trying to get it to Mackenzie Taylor. So this pressure by the Chucks is right now the Lady Owls got to figure out how to break this pressure. Punxsie's going to inbound with a 12-point lead. They get it across the timeline. The pass shot off the mark, rebounded by Craig. Craig to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Lady Owls down by 12. 4:25 to go in the third. Pass in to Keyshore. Keyshore to Craig. And three players hit the floor there that time. Don't know what they're calling. I think they're just calling the ball out of bounds off of Bradford. Three players on the ground. A major collision. Punxsie with possession. They work it around. And throw it out of bounds. So Lady Owls will inbound once again. They need to hurry up before the full court press gets set up. That's into Mackenzie Taylor, who gets it across the timeline. 3:54 to go, 23-11 Chucks. Third quarter. And there's a full timeout. We're going to take it with them. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the Clip, the Drop, and the Skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And, of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor Fixed Blade Knives today at the Zippo Case Flagship Store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Well, welcome back. Lady Chucks lead your Lady Owls 23-11. Lady Owls yet to score here in the second half. Being outscored in the third quarter, 6-0. Punxsie's defense, they've changed it up, and it's not the same as the first half. They're all over everything right now. Lady Owls are struggling with lots of turnovers right now, so... Possession is going to be the Owls. Keyshore is going to inbound it. Gets it to Johnson. 3:47 to go in the third. Johnson looking for somebody, and all gets it to Mackenzie Taylor. Punksy's putting a hand on every pass. There's a foul, a moving screen on Alexis Keyshore away from the ball, and that's her third foul and the team's fourth foul. And Punksy's going to inbound it. Keyshore staying in the game with her three fouls. Punksy gets it down low into the corner for a three ball. It's off the mark, rebounded by Punksy and put back in by Burkett. And inbound pass by Lady Owls, knocked out of bounds by Punksy. They get it to Johnson on the inbound. She's double teamed. They do finally call a foul. Number 10, that's going to be Lewis. Lewis's first foul and the team's third. So really hard defense there against Alyssa Johnson. Keyshore looking to inbound, gets it way out to Craig, who hits the deck and is fouled. Red number one. That's White, her first foul. Team's fourth foul. So both teams will be shooting on the next fouls. There's a ball off of Punxsutawney out of bounds. The whole game's being played down here at this end of the court. The Lady Owls are just having a heck of a time trying to get it in. Okay, there's an inbound pass to Mackenzie Taylor, who has a little bit of an opening and gets it into the forecourt. Now she's being... there's a throwaway. Punksy comes away with it. And all the way goes number 14, Burkett. That's 6 points for Burkett in the third quarter. 2:36 to go. Lady Owls down by 16. There's a nice move by Taylor to create some space. Puts it up. Short. Rebounded by Punksy. Punksy's off and running again. Open girl underneath. Nice move and lay it in. That's Greibel again. So the wheels have come off here for the Lady Owls in the third quarter. 8-10, they're 12, outscored 12-0. Mallory Craig with the ball. Gets it to Keyshore. A foul. That's Lewis's second foul. Looks like Keyshore's going to go to the line for two. See if the Lady Owls can get on the board here in the third quarter. And the first one's off the mark. Sevilla Long's coming back into the game for Mackenzie Taylor. One more free throw here for Alexis Keyshore. Up and off the back rim. Get the rebound. Alyssa Johnson gets the rebound, puts it back in. Good hustle there by Alyssa Johnson to get the offensive board. Put it back in for two. There's a steal, almost steal by Johnson. And nice ball movement. There's an offensive foul on, that is Greibel, who is shaken up, but going to tough it out. That's her first foul. Here we go with the inbound. Keyshore gets it in two. No, doesn't get it in. And there's a turnover. 5 second call, turnover. Chucks are going to inbound now under their own basket. They get it in to Burkett. There's a long three ball for the corner off the mark. Rebounded by Miranda Davis. Davis, long pass down to Long, whose shot is off the mark. They got Sevilla Long under the basket, but the shot just didn't go. So here comes Punxsie again. 29-13. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Alyssa Johnson. 29-13, 1 minute to go in the third quarter. And there's Keyshore, got too far into the basket, gets it to Craig at the foul line. Craig's off the mark, rebounded by Punxsie. And a timeout taken by the Punxsutawney Chucks. We're going to take it with them. This is Bradford Owl, Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back. It was a full timeout, but they didn't tell me that. So the story is this third quarter. 12-2, Chucks have outscored your Lady Owls. Defensive pressure, just too much for the Lady Owls. And 12-2 has extended their lead out to 16 points, 29-13. You're almost at the end of the third quarter. Lady Owls are going to take the court with Craig, Keyshore, Taylor, Johnson, Long. Original starting five. Punxsutawney's possession, 58 seconds to go in the third quarter. Across the timeline, down fast, all the way down the lane, and too hard. But she did have an opening, and that was Burkett, who drove all the way down, a little too hard off the back iron. Alyssa Johnson with the ball now. Johnson gets it to Taylor. Taylor, Keyshore, underhand pass, intercepted. And there goes Burkett, lays it in for two, and a chance for a three. Fouls on Mackenzie Taylor. Scoreboard's telling me that's her second. I only had it as her first, but there's the shot for the three-point play. Off the mark, rebounded by Punxsie. Punxsie back out to the top again. There's a foul on Sevilla Long. That's her fourth. So that's going to put Burkett at the line for two for Punxsutawney. Lady Chucks out to a 31-13 lead now. First one's up and good. 21 seconds to go in the third. Second free throw up. Off the mark, rebounded by Punxsie, and it goes out of bounds. Lady Owls will gain possession. 32-13, 18 seconds to go in the third. Keyshore is looking for somebody, gets it into Long. Long backs it across the timeline, goes all the way for the layup, and too hard off the board. Rebounded by Punxsie, tied up by Craig, no, Keyshore. And it's going to stay there. It was a jump ball call. Stay with possession with Bradford. 10 seconds to go in the third. They get the ball into Mackenzie Taylor. Another jump ball. That one's going to go the other way to Punxsie. Punxsie with 6.5 seconds. Coach is screaming at him to go. 2 seconds, Long three off the mark. And that's going to be the score at the break. Lady Chucks 32, Lady Owls 13. We'll take a break and be back with the fourth quarter. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case heritage design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. The story of that third quarter. I'm sure the defensive halftime speech by the Punxsy coach. They came out defense just moving, and it showed. They outscored the Lady Owls 15-2 in that quarter. 15-2. Burkett had 9 points alone for Punxsutawney in that quarter, and the Lady Owls just one basket from Melissa Johnson. Really struggled at the full court press trying to get the ball in. Punxsutawney is going to start with possession and a 19-point lead. Working it around the outside to the corner, three ball off the back iron, tip to Punxsy, and there's a put back in by Burkett. Burkett starts off the fourth quarter the way she ended the third. So that's a 21-point lead for the Lady Chucks. Pass down low to Keyshore. Tipped. Craig comes up with a loose ball. Craig picks up a dribble, gets it to Taylor. Taylor looking for something. Calls out a new play. Gets it down low to Keyshore. Keyshore to Taylor. The defense right now for the Lady Chucks. Just very impressive, actually. It's tipped away from Taylor. She gets it back. Keyshore with the ball. Back at the logo still. Keyshore's defender falls down. She takes it all the way to the hoop. And a loose ball. Taylor comes up with it. Three ball off the mark. Punxsy with a rebound. And here goes Burkett. Burkett's feeling it. Going to go all the way. A little too hard off the glass. And it's going to be a jump ball again. This time it'll go back to Bradford. Powell coming into the game for the Lady Chucks. Sees her first action of the game. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. 21-point lead for the Lady Chucks. Keyshore into Johnson. So they've backed off the full court pressure after that third quarter barrage. Johnson with the ball. Keyshore tries to get a pick to give her some room, but they switched up so quickly on the defense. So there is Keyshore with the ball. Gets it to Sevilla Long off her hands. Out of bounds. Punxsy with possession. 6:14 to go in the game. Three-quarter court pressure by the Owls. Sevilla Long on the ball. They get it across the timeline. Then double team kicks it back out to Burkett. Burkett to Greibel. Greibel back to Burkett. Burkett finds an opening, takes it down, and gets fouled by Mackenzie Taylor. That's going to be Mackenzie's third, and Greibel's going to go to the line for two. Oh, Burkett's at the line. I thought it was Greibel. I think it was Greibel. But first one's good by Burkett. Second one is up and good. Lady Owls inbound, 36-13, 5:50 to go in the game. Miranda Davis coming in and Olivia Funk on the next whistle for the Lady Owls. Keyshore with the ball. Oh, there's a collision. They're going to get Sevilla Long with a foul. That's going to be her last, fifth and final foul. She fouls out tonight with no points. Mackenzie Taylor also comes out of the game, and into the game is Olivia Funk and Miranda Davis. Punksy, 5.5 minutes to go with possession. Miranda Davis, foul. That's her first. The team's third. Punksy's going to inbound under the basket. There's a three ball from off the mark by Punksy, but rebounded by Punksy. They thought about another three. They're moving it around fast. There's a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. There's another three ball. And that one's good by Greibel. Her first points of the fourth quarter. 39-13 as we go under 5 minutes to go in the game. Alyssa Johnson. There is Miranda Davis with a shot off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. Quick outlet to Greibel. Greibel slows it down. Then she speeds it back up. Kicks it out to Burkett. Burkett lays it. Oh, Burkett. Burkett was too open for that layup. There's a three attempt. Rebounded again by Punksy. There's a rebound by Craig. And stolen away by Punksy. There's another three off the mark. Another ball on the ground. Ball on the ground, and it looks like red ball. So do they not have to call a foul there? Okay. They blew the whistle, didn't call a jump ball or a foul. It's red ball, which is Punxsutawney. A bunch of subs coming in for both teams. For your Lady Owls out there right now is Johnson, Funk, Taylor, Davis, Craig. So the three seniors still out there. I'm pretty sure because it's their next to last home game. There's a shot up off the mark. Rebounded by Miranda Davis. Off to Johnson. Johnson down to Taylor. They cut her off at the basket. Craig going to take a three off the mark. Rebounded by Punksy. And now Punksy's got a 2-on-0 break. Lay-in is off the mark. Fight for the rebound and a foul on Bradford. Foul's going to be on Mallory Craig, her second. Team's fourth. 39-13, 3.5 minutes to go. Punksy around the perimeter, into the corner. Oh, Johnson with almost a steal. Out of bounds off Alyssa Johnson. Punksy inbound again, 3:25 to go. There's a drive off the mark, rebounded by Punksy. That time they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to go Bradford's way. 3:10 to go, 39-13 for the Lady Chucks. Still, the Lady Owls have 2 points in the second half, struggling to find a basket. Taylor in a corner. Taylor gets it to Craig. Craig backing it in. Fighting, trying to get it. Gets the shot off. Fought for the shot and got fouled and going to go to the line for two. So good toughness there by Mallory Craig. Fouls on Bella Young. That's her third. The team's first. So Mallory Craig at the line for two. First one's up and good. .248 to go in the game. 25-point lead for Lady Chucks. Second free throw is up. and short. Doesn't hit the rim, so Chucks will gain possession. Three seniors out there with Miranda Davis and Olivia Funk for your Lady Owls. Good move underneath, but then the missed shot. Mallory Craig fights for the rebound. Gets to Johnson. Johnson tries to get it to Miranda Davis. It's off the mark. And the Chucks are going to gain possession. A couple more subs coming into the game for the Chucks. Out comes Bella Young and White. Two more of the starters. So I don't believe that there's any starters in there for the Chucks. 2-12. There is. Bella Young is still out there. That's it, though. There's a shot off the mark. Tipped out of bounds from Punksy. So into the game for the Lady Owls comes Casey Poe and Alexis Keyshore. Out's going to come Alyssa Johnson and Mallory Craig. 2 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Taylor with the ball. I think Taylor's going to be coming out here momentarily as well. Casey Poe in the corner. Tipped out of bounds off Punksy. Into the game is going to come Madison Reimer for Mackenzie Taylor. So Lady Owls out there now with Davis, Funk, Poe, Reimer, and Keyshore. Keyshore with the ball. 1:47 to go in the game. Keyshore dribbling, doing a little Harlem Globetrotters thing. Tries to get it to Poe, stolen away by Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney, three ball, off the mark. Punxsutawney rebound, travel. There was a scrum for the rebound. Punksy girl came out of the scrum with the ball, but didn't dribble it. So 1:25 to go. Casey Poe across the timeline. Poe dribbles in and is fouled. 15 Bishop, her first foul. The team's second. Lady Owls are going to inbound. Looks like Keyshore is going to throw it in. Gets it into Miranda Davis, who nails a jumper. Davis is on the scoreboard. That's nice to see. 1 minute to go. Chucks with the ball. There's a three ball off the mark. It actually hit Madison Reimer as it went out of bounds. So Punksy's going to maintain control. 54 seconds to go. And there's Miranda Davis with a quick hand, but it goes back to a Punksy player. And then a steal by Keyshore. Keyshore, I think, is going to try to go all the way. And it's tipped out of her hand by Punksy. The Bradford ball underneath. Keyshore's going to inbound. Gets it to Funk. Jumper's off. Oh, that was Miranda Davis, sorry. Jumper was off the mark. Punksy the other way. 31 seconds to go. They get it down low. Good defense there by Funk and Keyshore. Shots off the mark. Casey Poe with a rebound. She's coming across the timeline. 17 seconds to go. Poe picks up her dribble. Gets it to Keyshore. Keyshore, 8 seconds to go. Keyshore drives and gets it to Funk. Funk puts it up. Oh, and it's off the front and back iron. So that's going to be your final score tonight. Lady Chucks, 39. Lady Owls, 16. I'm going to tally up some stats. I'll be back with a post game. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298 CM Bradford, WESB Bradford, WBRR Bradford. Your home for Super Bowl 59, B107.5 FM, and 100.1 The Hero.
And welcome back to the post game here with James Patrick at the Owl's Nest. Final score of the Punxsutawney Chucks, 39, the Lady Owls 16. Story of the game. Really the second half. 6-point game at the half. Chucks led 17-11. In the second half, due to their defensive pressure, the Chucks outscored the Owls 22-4 to pull away to that victory. Just a dominating defensive performance by Punxsutawney in the second half. So let's see. You know, I do have some good news from out of town. The varsity boys came away with a 54-50 win down in Punxsutawney. So that'll be a good bus ride home for them guys. So the leading scorer for Punxsutawney, the Lady Chucks tonight, was Greibel with 20 points and Burkett with 15. If you do the math right there, that's two players with 35 of the 39 points scored by Punxsutawney. Leading the Lady Owls was Alyssa Johnson with 6. And as I've said, Lady Owls without their team leader, Keen. So they hung in there for a half, and then the adjustments for Punxy in the second half were just a little too much. They went to full court pressure. Lady Owls were flustered, couldn't get the ball in, many, many turnovers. And they tightened up the defense on the other end as well when the Owls did get the ball in. So the Lady Owls fall at home tonight, 39-16. We will be back on the air Monday night, 7:15, senior night for these Lady Owls against the Lady Beavers from Dubois. So once again, the final score, 39-16. This is James Patrick, WESB Sports.